When it comes to the issue of self-control, we have to realize, looking at Galatians 5:22, it starts with the virtues of the fruit of the Spirit. Starts with love. Then it goes to joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and eventually, self-control. I believe the last word here, self-control, is the key to living all the other virtues because of where it started, through love. You love your partner. Why? Because that's a love that God has given you. Now, when it comes to your marriage, I would like you to just say to yourself, my marriage really matters. And because it does, I would want to be the right person, the right partner in our marriage relationship. As you live out the fruit of the Spirit, which starts with that love and it goes right through all the way to the word self-control, that's literally where I believe the buck stops. The buck stops here. Can you exercise self-control? Because if you can, you'll be able to exude all the other virtues because you have taken it upon yourself to be controlled. I just want to use the little acronym of SELF there for self-control. The S is for the word sacred. Your marriage is sacred. Why? Because when you said, yes, I do, in front of the man of God or the woman of God, it was because you really were given to marriage and you said you want to be set aside. In fact, there's like a holiness of a sacredness of the word self, that is. The E, and that is that you have been elevated to a partnership, a relationship that is shared between you, between husband and wife. Because you're elevated by God, because you're sacred, He has elevated you to a new positioning, saying, I want you to be in the position of marriage. I want you to be an example to other people. Because why? The L speaks for itself. It's the love of God that is permeating through you. Both husband and wife, both are sacred. Both are elevated in the eyes of God for a higher purpose, in this case, marriage. How? Through love. And then the F of self? It has to be for the fire in marriage. The good fire. The one that says, I'm passionate for my partner. I'm passionate to actually be the right partner. I want our marriage to be full of spice. So when it comes to self, use that. Be sacred. Remember you're elevated. Use the love of God. And then never overuse the word fire in the wrong ways because it's about self. Control. So as you learn to self-control, God will honor you in your marriage.